Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you happen to be. My name is Stuart Howe, and I would like to welcome you all to the inaugural episode of the White Rose Resistance Hour. And I'm so excited. I'm going to be able to share with you one of my favorite people. Her name is Megan. She's going to come on around 4:30 and chat with us a bit. She's a lovely, lovely person, and I think you guys will all really enjoy her. I got to tell you, I'm so excited to be here with you guys this afternoon. With everything going on in the world, all the craziness, I've been able to find a peace that passes all understanding, and I'm hoping to share that with you. It is such an amazing time to be here on the planet with everything that's going on, and there is so much reason to be optimistic and hopeful. It is such a beautiful world, and there are so many beautiful people in it that we're finding each other, and we're on the verge of manifesting a wonderful portion of the world, a new regeneration of freedom, in spite of all the nuts things that we will hear. Should we choose to tune into the mainstream media, which I don't. You know, I just choose not to go there, except to maybe check in and just see exactly what we're up against or what we are manifesting in a polar opposite of, I guess you could say. So in any case, let me just start out by saying I'm going to talk about some things that some groups that I don't speak for. I'm not an official spokesperson for anyone. This is all my opinion. And I really need to shout out and thank some wonderful people that have inspired me and helped me to get where I am. And I think a lot of you people will already be aware of these folks. But in any case, James Corbett, an amazing guy, CorbettReport.com, been a great inspiration. Mark Passio with What on Earth is Happening, and now his newest venture is just a phenomenal resource. It's called the One Great Work Network. It's the OneGreatWorkNetwork.org, I believe, and he is just phenomenal. He is where I learned about the trivium and natural law, two of the things that are at the forefront, I believe, of the remedy to the things that face us as a species, as humanity is. Folks, sentient beings on the planet. And I'm going to talk a little bit in a few minutes here about the trivium and natural law. But these folks that have come before me and are still around that are just so amazing, I just want to thank them. Patrick Henningsen of 21st Century Wire, 21 Wire TV, all the great folks out there. Dan Dix, Press for Truth. Luke Wadowski, We Are Change. WeAreChange.org. He's the one that inspired me to speak truth to power. Once I learned a bit of what's going on in the world and developed a little bit of discernment, I came across Luke speaking truth to power with, I believe it was either Henry Kissinger or Zbigniew Brzezinski. And I thought, you know what? I should be out there. I can't sit on the sidelines anymore. If Luke can do it, you know, I can try. And it's been a really wonderful journey. Up and down, not always comfortable, you know, learning what really going on in the world isn't always comfortable, but I've gone through phases of learning a bunch of stuff, being a little uncomfortable or a lot uncomfortable, and then assimilating it. And then I get up off the mat and I get back out there, and right now I'm back out there, and this radio show is manifest for me. It's just amazing. So here we are and here we go. I've got 4:04 on my clock here. And I'm going to start with the trivium. The trivium, and please forgive my ham-fisted explanation, I should refer you up front to resources like Mark Passio's What on Earth is Happening. There are links to learn about the trivium. The trivium is the first three components of the seven liberal or seven liberating arts. So the first three are grammar, logic, and rhetoric. and that's the trivium. The quadrivium is, let's see here, quote it right. Quadrivium is composes mathematics, arithmetic, and then geometry, music, and astronomy. But the first three leading into it is how to learn. Aristotle and Aristotelian logic taught the great thinkers of the day and continuing on that you have to start with an open mind. Well, you don't have to, but it's best. Start with an open mind and a clean slate and do this in order. You start with number one, which is grammar or the components. And the components of our world, you know, facts, things that we can observe directly, things that we can learn from secondhand sources that are dependable and reliable and free as much as possible from being tainted by conflicts of interest, that sort of thing. So we learn, you know, to have discernment and see the things around us happening, to observe things in nature, things in the world around us. And those components, we develop discernment and see, okay, this is true, this is a fact about you know, how things grow in my neighborhood, things like to be planted in the spring, some plants like more water, some plants like less. This is something I've observed about a business I'm going into or some people that I'm meeting. And as we gain information, you know, if you live by the ocean, you see the tide gets high and low a few times a day, and then that fits in with other pieces of information. Well, the tides are more extreme at certain times of the month when the sun is in certain phases and the moon is in certain phases. So these components of grammar then get led into the second component of the trivium. You go from grammar to logic and how these components of grammar fit together logically and without contradiction. Because things that are true fit together without contradiction. For example, if you know that you know, the waves on the ocean, when they're bigger and more powerful, they come further apart. You know, the period is longer. A big swell, if you're living by the ocean, that rocks the coastline. And they have a 20-second interval. And then when the waves are smaller and less powerful, maybe only 10 or 12-second intervals. So that fact actually fits in with when you observe about sound waves or different types of waves. The wave mechanics, the overriding truth, the observable reality, will fit in whether you're looking at ocean waves or sound waves or light waves. So the components of the grammar fit together in a logical way. And then if you move from the first and the second components, grammar and logic, you come up with rhetoric. And rhetoric is the ability to understand, you know, the wisdom and rhetoric, the ability to communicate the wisdom that you've gained from the knowledge. So grammar, logic, rethoric. And Mark Passio is wonderful at pointing out that the correlation to this with a computer, because in a lot of ways, in the physical sense, our brain is an operating system in a, by the computer, but the trivium in a computer sense is input, processing, and then output. So if you start with inputting good data, and then you're processing, you go input to processing with an operational processing system that has no viruses, that isn't firewalling off bits of information or grammar, trivium, and then it's correlating it in a logical manner, it gives you good output. So that's sort of what we do, I think, as people. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to start to transition to an open mind, and looking at the facts of the world around us without a preconceived notion. And that's something that I've had a long journey into. And it's been wonderful because it's allowed me to see things the way other people that I respect and admire see things. You know, they're not closed-minded. They don't absorb a rhetoric or a worldview from media or from anybody else and then firewall off information that doesn't fit with that. And that is something maybe I'll get into a little bit later with my guests, but the inverse or the opposite of the trivium is what's being waged against us from the ne'er-do-wells, the social engineers and the controlling oligarchs. They like to popularize a narrative through the mainstream, lamestream media that maybe has not much to do with the way things really are. And they will popularize a story and then get that to be so popular with people through their mind control and programming, television programming, that people will then firewall off information that doesn't fit with that narrative. And good examples of it are, say, with the events of 9/11, 2001. We were told what happened. We were told who did it. We were told a lot of things about the day. And people, a lot of them, and myself to a large degree, bought that story and then firewalled off anything, you know, any crazy conspiracy theories that didn't fit with the narrative. And that's the reverse of the Tribune. And that is being used against us in a lot of areas, in a lot of realms. You know, I was brought up to believe that the Environmental Protection Agency, with a bunch of good people really protecting the environment, that the you know, the doctors were here to protect our health, the American Medical Association and whatnot, we're all great guys. That the people, you know, who decided what would go in our food and they would protect us from harmful stuff in our water and food would do that. But it turns out that a lot of them have interests that supersede our interests. They have been given incentives to represent big business. Monsanto is a good example. The military industrial complex is a good example. And, you know, they're not always out looking out for us. So it took me a while to really have an open line and look past the narrative and start to accept that perhaps things weren't as they seemed. And it's been a wild ride since roughly 2005 for me, when I started seeing how events didn't add up to the narrative, that 9/11 was not possible to have happened the way the government said it did. Then we find out, you know, years later that other events didn't happen the way they said they did. The Gulf of Tonkin incident was the excuse to get us into the Vietnam War. And then that seemed to fit with another trumped-up narrative to get us into World War II with the Pearl Harbor attack. We had, apparently, based on evidence, we had prior warnings that didn't act on them because the powers that be wanted that war. A lot of money is made from wars. And it saddened me to find these things out, but it's also very good to understand and know the reality, the objective truth of what's going on. It's freeing. It really is. It's a little uncomfortable digesting it, but at the end of the day, the freedom that comes from being willing to look the world in the eyes is astonishing, and it's delicious. So I'm here to share my journey with you and some other people that have had similar journeys as well. Let's see, what time have we got here? I've got 4:13. We're coming up on a break at 4:20. So the Trivium is an amazing thing. So we're going to talk about that, you know, how to really get at what's real, you know, how to research things and look past Google, perhaps. There's a conflict of interest and fact checkers that might very, you know, real findings about, oh, I don't know, additives in food or additives in our water. Let's say you wanted to find out about the merits of putting fluoride in water or the merits of certain food additives, aspartame, Nutrasweet, all that stuff. Well, the same people that sit on the boards of directors of the pharmaceutical companies often sit on the boards of the media companies, and you may not find that Google is looking out for your best interest when it comes to finding information. And you may want to consider going to, say, DuckDuckGo or other search engines that don't have the conflict of interest and will show a little bit less tainted view, a little bit less screened off information. And then once you get to some better information and learn how to have some discernment and find some people and some sources that are more likely to be telling the truth, a wonderful picture comes into view, a little bit uncomfortable, but it starts to fit together. And then for me, a really wonderful thing was I started to find through my searching, I found people who were appreciative of the truth and were willing to stand up and speak truth to power. And that was great. I started actually getting off the computer and showing up at events. I showed up at a 9/11 truth rally on 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica on Earth Day around 2006, met some great people, and we formed a group to do some actual real-world activism, some peaceful, good-natured, fun videos, you know, and whatnot. We did one. Our first endeavor was a video on YouTube making fun of Bill Maher. Bill Maher hated 9/11 truthers, and so we were going to make fun of him and his closed-mindedness, and that video went viral. And we ended up calling our little group We Are Change Los Angeles in homage to Luke Radowski's We Are Change. And it's been a wonderful ride since then. So that brings us even closer to our break. I've got about 4 minutes, so I'll touch on what we're going to speak about next. I believe we'll get into natural law. And natural law is the solution. The adopting of principles that are in league with divine law, God's law, natural law, karma, whatever label you want to put on it, make life better for the individual, and in the aggregate, they make for a freer society and a freer world. And conversely, the less we are living in alignment with natural law, if we're doing things that harm other people, which we don't have the right to do, or we're being selfish and earning money at other people's expenses, whatever we're doing that's in violation of natural law, we make the world less free, and in the aggregate, we have a less pleasant experience. It makes for a diminished environment for our animal friends, our physical environment, and for society. So I'm so happy that a lot of people are acknowledging this and teaching me more about this. I'm especially grateful to Mark Passio, who spent, I guess, about 13 or 14 years in a very adroit manner putting together a marvelous collection of resources about natural law and about the trivium. And he has an amazing repository of knowledge available through his site and links, as does Richard Grove on Tragedy and Hope, as do a lot of people out there. And becoming part of this community has been an astonishing blessing, and it's enabled me to start to live more in line with principles, with objective, with morality and principles that aren't man-made, with objective morality. Not subjective morality, you know, not deciding what's right or wrong for myself, and certainly not doing whatever makes me feel good, which is the satanic premise of do as thou wilt, despite its harm to other people. So the reverse of that is doing what's right, and it makes my life better. It works for the people that I'm coming to know and love and respect, and it makes for a better society. So we're going to head into break here in just a minute, and we'll be back, and I will ramble on a little bit more about this, that, or the other thing, and then we'll have Reagan hopefully calling in and joining us at the bottom of the hour at 4:30. So here we go. Let's see. What else can I chat about before our break starts? I am in Northern Idaho. I have moved to Northern Idaho, and I love Northern Idaho. I've got to tell you. The people here are phenomenal. There are politicians here that care about natural law and the Constitution and champion that. And it's a blessing. There's great people up here, wonderful people. And I'm happy to be here. I am blessed. Benny Wills is here. Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth is here. And I'll see you on the other side of the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Okay, we are back. We are back from break. I'm Stuart Howe. You're listening to White Rose Resistance Hour. And it looks like I have a caller. Ted from Michigan, are you there?
I am.
Oh, great. Thanks for calling in. Ted, what's going on with you today?
Oh, shoveling snow, wrestling with the kids, and just getting some more information on the reality of America right now, and actually the global situation. Always searching for the truth, of course, and I visit different sites to just see where everybody's at and if they're close to the same page information-wise, and just looking for the truth.
Yeah, a seeker after the truth. God bless you for that. I think it's a wonderful thing. And what in particular are some of the better things that you're finding out, or what is it you would like to know more about, or you know, share with us a little bit your journey on that regard, Ted.
Well, you know, you hear a lot of stuff that's supposed to be happening. You know, I listen to Robert David Steele, Mike Adams, several of them out there, and there's a lot of events that are supposed to be taking place. They say that you know, the military's in control. They're going to make their move eventually. I don't know if any of this is true or not. You know, it kind of makes you wonder if a lot of this stuff isn't just controlled opposition and it just keeps playing you along like a fool. So
sure.
I
Sure. Just well, you have to wonder, don't you? I mean, at some point, you have to wonder when all the promises, all the wonderful promises that keep us, you know, waiting on the sidelines for someone else to come riding in on white horses and cavalry rushes into fiction, that doesn't happen. You have to wonder if that was maybe the plan all along to get us to stand down.
Could be. You know, I listened to Sasha Stone and his colleagues, a bunch of his colleagues. You ever listen to Sasha Stone?
Yeah, I like him. Does he have the show Buzzsaw? Isn't he Oliver Stone's son?
Pardon me?
Oh, that's Sean Stone. I apologize. Sean Stone. No, what is Sasha Stone saying about all this, Ted?
He's pretty sharp. You know, they're trying to expose Fauci to the world. They feel he's the main culprit, and, you know, maybe if they can indict him, you know, they'll get others to stand down or become aware and be more
Are you familiar with what Kerry Mullis, the originator of the PCR assay process that is being called a test but really isn't, according to the person who developed it, Kerry Mullis? Have you seen the videos of Kerry Mullis talking about the falsehoods being spread by Fauci and what he has to say about Fauci?
I have not.
It's worth searching for. I'm sure it's scrubbed off of the upper layers of the alphabet agency-controlled mainstream media and Google and whatnot.
Yep.
But if you search through, you know, the lesser preeminent search engines, you can find a video of him. I think I've seen it. Well, there's wonderful stuff by Jeff Berwick, Dollar Vigilante, puts out videos. He has a lead-in of different videos. And I know James Corbett, a Corbett Report, probably through his search you can find it. It's just a couple of great clips of Kerry Mullis, the person who invented the RT-PCR process, talking about Fauci and his dealings with Fauci through the AIDS, you know, that whole, you know, era that also was not what we were told it is. The people like Judy Mukovic, a top-level immunologist and virologist.
Yep.
Yeah. She has things to say from direct involvement during that era, and she is not as, you know, she's not as sold out. She has does not have the conflict of interest that Fauci does. She has interesting things to say about him as well. So a lot of that could be seen firsthand information. You know, the grammar
I've
part of the
Judy
trivium.
Mikovits. Yeah, I've definitely listened to Judy Mikovits. She's a pretty sharp gal.
Yeah, so
I think
Fauci,
she knows
yeah,
what she's
right,
talking about.
He's a bit of a ne'er-do-well, but, you know, I don't think he's a shot caller. I think he's a minion, and he's playing a
well,
role
he is.
As an underling. And
yep.
Yeah.
Who do you, in your opinion, think the shot callers are out there on the elite side?
Well, you know, I think it's interlocking circles of influence, old families that, you know, have influence through working groups, you know, the most well-known of which are... You know, the Third Reich morphed into the Bilderberg Group, and a lot of the members of the Bilderberg Group also are involved with the U.S. arm of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which is over here. It is the Council on Foreign Relations. So you've got the Bilderberg Group, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, you know, all these big
right.
players, corporate players, military-industrial complex-level guys that some of them, I think, are shot callers. You know, you get up into the Zbigniew Brzezinski and Kissinger level in your shot callers, as
yep.
Bush Sr. was. But below that, who knows? And probably puppeteering those guys at the top are some real old family dynasties that you know, may or may not be known about. I think probably as you get closer to the top, you get families like the Rothschilds who changed their name from Bauer. And, you know, you get the Rockefellers and the Bushes and... But who knows? Who can speculate forever? But
yep.
We'll see
well,
what
that'd
they're,
be a good
they're doing.
Speculation.
Yeah.
I believe you're spot on with that assumption. And
but,
I
you
feel
know,
the same way.
At the end
way.
Of the day, we're left to deal with whatever, you know, the minutia of who's doing what. They're just, everything they're doing is based on a very negative position, and I think we can just oppose that, just not buy into anything that they're selling. And that's why I'm doing this radio deprogram. I'm not calling it a radio program. It's deprogramming. And let's move in another direction with positivity and camaraderie and synergy of good-hearted solutions. So I very much appreciate you coming on, Ted, and you know, being part of that, hashing some of these things out with me.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your first name?
Stuart. It's S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Okay, Stuart Howe. Okay, are you the guy in the picture here on the RBN website with a video camera in your hand?
Yeah, I was running around at some event years ago. I'm a little older and heavier. My hair is gray, but that's me.
Okay, great. Nice to be on your show.
Thanks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're my first guest. My first
caller. Visit our website.
I've got Megan coming up in just a minute.
.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your pants were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us. I'm Stuart Howe, and this is the White Rose Resistance Hour. And I believe we have Megan on the line. Megan is calling in. She is my first official guest on my first official show, and I am so excited and happy and appreciative of everything that's come together for this to happen, for me to be able to share Megan with you. Megan is a lovely young lady, and she has a site and a YouTube channel called Transforming the Darkness, and that's exactly what she's done for me, subjected to what's going on in the world along with everybody else, and the darkness gets transmuted to light and joy in a way that she has helped to foster in me. She is listing herself, and I believe she is, as a sovereign, a healer, a creator, a writer, a speaker, a musician, a poet, a dreamer, a shaman, and a visionary. And I can tell you that she, in my opinion, is beautiful in every way that a person can be. Megan, I'm so happy to have you with me. Are you there?
Good to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, Megan, I think I called
you. Can you hear
me?
Megan,
I apologize. Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Thank you so much for that introduction. I'm so honored to be here.
Likewise. Well, Reagan, I so enjoyed finding you through Matt at Quantum of Conscience, and I believe you had a video that impressed him with 60 views, and what he put on his site was that video with the text, "This is much too important to have only 60 views." And I watched it, and I thought, oh, this, it rang so true and touched my heart and made me smile on levels that I hadn't related with this subject matter, this transcendent subject matter, the way that I felt when I watched your videos. So Could you just share with people a little bit, about what you feel and what you're led to share with us? Because it's such a beautiful message and such a beautiful delivery that you have.
Oh, thank you so much. That means so much to me. And yeah, I've been on this, spiritual journey myself. I started, I guess, as people say, waking up, and when I was about 15, looking around at this world, this matrix, and just trying to find, my own answers and things that I guess were shown to me, and just really studying, holistic healing and consciousness and these systems, these old systems, and really envisioning, I guess, new ones or better ones. And I don't know, it's really interesting times now, especially. I always kind of knew that, this would happen in my lifetime, but I certainly didn't know, how it would happen, or, I'm always surprised every day with how it actually experiences.
Now, by this, if you could clarify for our callers, maybe a little bit, I'm assuming that you mean this rollout of sort of going for broke of this takeover under the guise of a health crisis. Is that sort of what you're alluding to?
Oh, yeah, just sort of. I mean, this, how to explain it? It's just, I guess, coming back to ourselves again, because everything in this world, has been so backwards. And that's kind of the interesting thing is, it's a lot of this, in a way, it's a kind of a paradox, because, it is new, this whole pandemic and all these, unprecedented sort of events, and at this point, just wackiness that we're witnessing on the world stage. But it's almost just, revealing this consciousness that's actually been here for a very long time. It's just been a lot more hidden, and now it's being seen, and I think it's going to keep being seen and shown in the light,
Yeah, it really relies on deception, and it really is not genuine, and I'm so empowered by being around other people who are willing to stay in a positive space and manifest things in their own lives of quality that come from love and kindness and synergy of mutual care. And I like the way that you described in one of your videos. You talked about, instead of sort of dismantling the paradigms in the world that haven't worked, just switching focus to building networks of like-minded positivity in our world, and realizing that, I guess, we need to let some of the darkness go in its own direction while we move off in an opposite direction and remain positive and build an alternative to the chicanery that the negative people are building.
Yeah, yes, exactly. That's been kind of one of my mantras for years. I've realized, don't fight the old, build the new, because we are creators, that's one of our best gifts that we have. So it's what we focus on will become our reality, and that's true individually and, collectively. So, it's good, to have a balance and be aware of this darkness and these things, because I think by observing them and working on them in yourself, you're also helping, other people to do the same thing, especially when you can share it and inspire people. And I certainly don't see us as victims, from what I've been through. It's, spiritually, we have so much power when we activate it. So it's like, once you kind of get out of that victim mentality, and we all feel that, I get triggered, every day. And I just see that now as an opportunity to, I guess, go deeper into myself and be more creative, find these solutions, for myself.
Yeah, I really resonate with that. I like the way that you put that, because it just seems to feel right that when I am in a positive state of mind and I choose to focus on the beauty in the world and the gratitude I have for the lovely things around me, good people, wonderful, happy animals, whatever it is, the beauty of nature, if I can have the gratitude and empower my thought and consciously, you know, realize my higher self has dominion over my lower self, and I can actively turn from a negative thought to a positive thought, then my emotions are uplifted. And I've got my thoughts and my emotions empowering positive actions. And from what I've come to learn through people like you and Mark Passio and whatnot, that we manifest reality on the aggregate, as you said, collectively for society or personally through our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions. And it's so powerful, as you put it, to see that and to begin to trust that and then to inspire that in others and to have other people like you and Mark and Richard Grove and Jay Dyer and whoever else, Matt, with Quantum of Conscious, inspire that in me. And there's a synergy of positivity that grows from that. But it's just so wonderful. It so transcends the negativity that the clown show is producing in space. And I just love that. I love that, Reagan. Thank you for that.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that, too. It really does. It's so important in these times, you know.
Yeah. And I also wanted to point out that while we're talking about and we're championing the ideas of being in positivity, we also don't want to go so far with that. I'll say I don't want to go so far with that, that I am prone to being led down a path of comfort and introspection, like the New Age movement would have a lot of people just focus on meditating and having, you know, bliss in their own life, but disengaging from the outer world and not defending ourselves from these predators. I think, you know, we can't have one without the other. We can't just fight off, you know, the wolves at the door without developing a community of positivity. And we can't just go to the community of positivity without addressing the tyrants that may come to, you know, spoil our fun if we don't address that too. So that's something that Mark Passio talks a lot about, you know, the empowerment that comes from the non-aggression principle of not initiating violence, but also having zero tolerance for those that would hurt us, our family, our animals, or to a large degree our environment even. So is that something that sort of rings true to you as well, Reagan?
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. And actually, you reminded me of what I was going to say before is, you know, these kinds of teachings and practices, I think they, more than just being positive, it's like they actually sort of transcend that duality of negativity and positivity, because I've come to find, you know, we really are multidimensional beings, which means, you know, we are experiencing this duality, this positive and negative. We are participating in it as human beings, you know, and that's very real. But then it's like on a higher level, we have our higher self that's like, I don't know, these are just words, but people say like 5D, and this is like being able to be the observer and come back to a higher state at the same time, you know what I mean? So it's like we are participating in this, you know, it's like a battle, it's like a chess game or whatever you want to call it, you know, and it is very real on that level. But, you know, that's kind of the beauty of, I feel like, the shift taking place now is being able to kind of be present in both of those arenas.
Yeah, nicely put. Very nicely put. Yeah, I believe also that this is a sort of a thing going on in multi dimensions that are next to each other, that are adjoining and bleed through, you know, one to the other, the spiritual realm and the physical realm. And that we, as you say, you know, we are like the yin and yang symbol. There's both energies, both polarities in us, and we have the sovereignty and the divine freedom of will to align ourselves, to use that free will to align ourselves with, you know, caring, positivity, you know, loving, nurturing, win-win situations that promote, you know, community. Or to be selfish, to go the other way, you know, to use our free will to not be that so much. So, yeah, it's an amazing thing to start to be aware of and start to see, you know, to see the synergy that happens when, in my own life, I can really only speak for myself, but it seems to be true for others, when I honor and empower my sovereignty and my free will to exercise dominion over my lower self and to do things that are a little uncomfortable, to try and be more unselfish, to try as much as I can to lean towards being a caring, good friend, a responsible person. The things that manifest in my life are way better than when I'm just frantically trying to make enough money to pay the rent and get what I want.
Yes, absolutely. I definitely agree with that, and I resonate with that all the way. In the sovereignty, you know, that's been such an important theme right now too, because, you know, going back to kind of getting out of that victim mentality. And I was just thinking about that today because, you know, in a way, I guess you could say we have been victims because we've been under this mind control and a lot of us, you know, haven't even known it. But now that we're breaking out, and that's part of this growth, part of this experience, is like once you leave behind that victim mentality, you realize you have free will in every moment, every time you get triggered, whether something happens to you or you see something online. And this happens to everyone. I think we're all going through this right now, you know, in our own way. Just reminding ourselves again and again that, you know, we have free will over our reality. We have that sovereignty, you know, and it's kind of inverted. You know, inversion is kind of an interesting word for this matrix because a lot of things are so inverted. It's like we create our reality from the inside out. I believe that's like our natural, more organic way of this being. But in this world for so long, it's been like the opposite. We've been creating it from the outside in, and you have the media and the government and all these systems, the medical system, the educational system, all of them like telling us what to believe, telling us what to manifest and create because there's power in those beliefs. So it's kind of like some strange sorcery almost that's been going on.
Yeah.
And it's like this is like us truly breaking out, and it's amazing, you know?
I just love having it pointed out that clearly they really understand. I think, you know, Mark Fathew is right. They are ancient dark sorcerers, is what this left-hand path, you know, group, this gaggle of ne'er-do-wells are, that are engineering society. And they understand that we manifest through our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions. So all the mainstream media seems to be pointed at making our thoughts about fear and anxiety and gloom and doom, and then our emotions become, you know, fear and anxiety. And then our actions, well, they're controlling our actions by telling us we can't leave the house because of this, that, or the other thing, and lockdowns and rules. And so, yeah, they are, I believe, consciously manipulating to the degree that they can. And, of course, you and I know that we are not victims. We don't have to go along with the programming. They're attempting to, you know, control our thoughts, emotions, and actions so that we manifest a dark world that they enjoy, that is their, you know, that's their realm. And I so enjoy hearing people like you that are able to point that out, and most importantly, point out that unless we buy into that and choose to go along with that, we don't have to. So we can exercise our sovereignty and move off with a happy smile about the things that there are to be grateful for, despite the challenges. And that is so freeing, Reagan. I just have loved hearing your message. It's reinforced all the other wonderful people that are delivering a similar message with a different, you know, their own different personal touch. And I've just enjoyed yours so much, and I'm so grateful to have shared this time with you. And moving forward, I'd love to have you back on if you'd like to come on, or if you can think of anybody that would be a good guest, just let me know, because I really appreciate your gift to the world.
Thank you so much, Stuart. It's really been such a great time. I'm so grateful that you asked me and that I could be here. It's been so much fun, and it really is just the beginning, you know. It really is our time. I really feel that in my heart. You know, it is intense. You know, it is challenging,
but
it is worth it.
It is worth it. Amen. And could you, on your way out, could you let everybody know where they can go to see more of your work?
Yeah, so transformingthedarkness.com is my website, and there you find my blog and my writings and videos and services and things like that nature. And then also on YouTube, if I'm not shadow banned, Transforming the Darkness, which that's the funny part. Now they're banning like the spiritual people. You know, I don't even talk about politics, so that's how you know we're really making an impact.
Yes, absolutely.
But, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thanks again.
Yeah. My pleasure. Thank you for being my first guest on my first show. It's been wonderful having you on, and I think we're going to go to another break here in a minute, but and I might even have another caller lined up here. So thank you, Reagan, and I will speak with you soon, I hope, and I look forward to your next video.
Okay, thank you so much. You have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Right. We are coming back from break here. This is my last little segment. My show is almost over, my inaugural show, and I'm so grateful for Reagan calling in and that I had another call-in guest unexpectedly. That was wonderful. So thank you all for joining me, whether you're listening live or to the rebroadcast. Again, this is Stuart Howe with the White Rose Resistance Hour, and I'm here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want to shout out and thank some people that have inspired me here. Ammon Bundy. Ammon Bundy, wonderful guy. He has a little organization, a little project called peoplesrights.org that I've gotten a little bit involved with, and it's wonderful. It's people coming together to help each other out and protect each other's rights and protect their rights. So you might like to check that out, peoplesrights.org. And then there's also the Patriot Economic Network. Chris over at Penn, Patriot Economic Network, is a wonderful thing. You can find that online, patrioteconomicnetwork.com. So that's it. I want to thank RBN. I want to thank all my friends and family. You know who you are. This has been a miraculous, marvelous, and fun experience. So as I get ready to fade off here, I'm waiting for the outro music to come up. All I can say is this is a wonderful ride, folks. Please, please remember that these folks that would be our rulers and controllers really aren't. And we are sovereign, as Reagan pointed out. And we do have agency over our lower selves, and we can switch the radio station in our mind to something positive and get out there and be empowered to make a little bit of a positive change in our neighborhood, in our city, in our world around us. Think globally and act locally is a good one that comes to mind. So I'm just appreciative, very appreciative and very grateful. And what is that Chinese saying? May you be born in interesting times. Well, these are interesting times, and I'm grateful to be surrounded by a bunch of wonderful people on this path with me. And that's about all I know about that. It's been a lot of fun. If you haven't guessed already, this has been my first experience hosting a radio show, and I want to thank all the folks at RBN for helping me, Ken and Mike. John, great folks, RBN. Ingrid Cassell, who's got a show coming up, actually told me about this open slot. So thank you, Ingrid. I hope you have a good show tonight. Joel, you made this all possible. Love you, brother. Everybody else out there, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing this ride and journey with me. And make your peace with everyone. For those who choose to stay, who will live just one more day to do the things they should have done. And as you cross the wilderness, suspending in your emptiness, you really have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.